A weekly conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mention of Maitreya, eternal divine path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and enter the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep your questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will be taken and checked also, but only one at a time. Treat your room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to his, Maitreya's previous lectures, satsangs, we already have been running 24 hours a day in the room, discourses by Maitreya, God's words continuously, religious group session. Shalom and welcome to everyone.
Shalom everyone and welcome to the Mishnah Maitreya's conversation room. You have come to the room again that has the latest revelation of God and the wine that unifies all humanity together. And indeed, this is the most perfect and complete revelation from God, which anybody who wants to know the religion or other religion or the plan of God and know how God has been guiding humanity through history to this point, they have to read our revelation and know and recognize how all the religion have been sent by God, and now all of them is being put together, and now we can see even the signs all over the earth that indeed humanity need to realize and recognize that there is only one God and all of them are his children, and come together and create an environment that all can agree on. And that is God's culture, God's way. If all come together and bring the God culture to humanity, then we don't have to fight with each other in order to bring all cultures dominating others or create an environment that we feel that we are threatened by other cultures or opinions and ideas. But if everybody recognizes that there is only one true way and culture is God, then we all can agree and follow it, and there is not much separation as we can see in humanity right now. And there are not many religions, but there is only one path that has been sent by God, and everybody should recognize it and come together and realize that is God's doing. My religion is sent by God, your religion sent by God, his or her religion sent by God, but we are all a part of a greater truth. And that greater truth, of course, is eternal divine path. And if all humanity recognizes this, we can come together as one nation under one God, which is everybody's God. And he has been sending all his religion, so there is no separation between any of us. And therefore, we can come together and become one. Of course, there are resources, but it's limited on Earth. And if humans reach out to their space, that also can be easily overcome, and everybody have enough to have a decent standard of living. And therefore, there is no reason to scratch each other's face or bring destruction to one another because we are afraid that the resources is limited. It is infinite resources out there in the universe. Therefore, all the solution is being given in this mission, and the call is for humanity to come to read our revelation. See, God indeed has promised he will send a book, a revelation at the end time that will bring the whole truth to humanity and will guide them to the next evolutionary step, which is to recognize are children of one God. There is not two, three, or four, or 100 gods. there is only one spirit, one God, one consciousness, which has been created everything. And now it is called to humanity to understand this truth. And the more they understand this, the sooner they understand this, the sooner they all come together, create communities of light, and bring the kingdom of God on earth, and then we can have peace, and we will put our weapons and destructive tendencies of man away, and we will bring peace that has been prophesied will come at the end time. And this is the end time. There is no doubt about that. You can see the signs all over the place. And if somebody is not seeing this, then they really are not aware, and still they have not realized that those destructive forces that are supposed to be released at the end time, they are being released one after another, and the confrontation between human and human is great. Therefore, we have no choice but to see this clearly, truthfully, and there has to be a way out. God never leaves humanity unprotected or alone or to complete destruction. And now He has sent this for humanity, for our guidance, for them to see the light and the truth, that the way out is the eternal divine path, God's way, and revelation. And that is the truth that not only we have to recognize it and realize it, but also spread it, reach out to every man, woman, leaders of all religions and institutions and governments on earth, and send them emails, send them letters, reach to the religious leader, and everybody that you can reach, and also come together and bring great ideas, how can we spread this mission in a greater degree and fastest way, how can you help in a greater degree to do it. And if there are good ideas you have, send it to the mission and suggest how we can do this in a greater degree. And of course, the base of our teaching have been explained many times, hundreds of times. And if you do not know the basic teaching, of course you can ask me, and you can post a question in the text. This room, of course, is the conversation room. That means if you have a question, or you want to converse with me, or you have something you wanted to discuss with me and everybody in the room, you are welcome. You know, raise your hand, or type in the text to answer it. Apparently, there is a question by Just Kidding. Go ahead, Just Kidding. Just kidding, apparently you don't have sound, we cannot hear you. I cannot hear you, other people can hear you. I will underdot you. Okay, so you are underdotted. You are dotted just to let you know your sound is not coming through. You have a red indicator on your bottom of the left of the window in Paltalk. If that red indicator is not going up and down, then your voice is not coming over. Do you want to try again? Or do you need to go out and correct that and come in? Go ahead. Go ahead and try again. Okay, no kidding. You still have problem, or just kidding. You still have a problem with your sound. Your sound came through for a second, but it was cut off completely. If you like, you can type your questions in text, so we can answer them in text. If you want to correct your mic and come later, that's fine too. Either way, you can ask your questions anytime you corrected it. I've typed the question. Great. Go ahead and type it. Okay, while he is doing that, there is a part of the teaching that I'd like to repeat one more time for everybody. There was a lot of questions this week in the text in our Talk room about why God didn't create the universe perfect. And a part of the teaching, of course, is different than other explanation in other religions and philosophies. A lot of religions and philosophies, they teach that God said be, everything was, it came from nothing, and therefore he created the universe, and that is why some people believe that if he created everything, why he didn't create it perfect. Of course, the answer is given in our teaching very clearly, because nothing is perfect but the pure consciousness, and this creation is a relative truth, and in a relative state, nothing is the essence. Therefore, everything is decaying, everything is changing, everything is trying to go back to its essence, which used to be perfect and was perfect, and everything came from it. Therefore, looking for perfection in this universe actually is an illusion, is a maya by itself, because nothing is perfect. It is a relative creation. How can it be perfect if it's relative? It's not the essence. It's not perfect. That's why Christ said, be perfect as the Father. Okay, so that part probably everybody should meditate our explanation and the explanation of other religion, and then we can realize easily that it is no wonder it's not perfect, because it's not supposed to be. If it was perfect, why do we meditate and we want to go back to the pure consciousness? Pure consciousness is perfect. Okay, Just Kidding is asking, in your satsangs of June 21st, 1999, you talked about different levels, spiritual and example of house cleaning, I suppose. But is there a yardstick of sort for us to measure one's progress? One thing, if you follow eternal divine path and meditate, you start putting the seed into the soil of your spirit, and you start progressing. It's just like a gardener which puts the seed in the ground. If you are worried about if the seed is gonna grow or not, and you go every day and take the seed out and you look at it to see has it grown or not and put it back, that seed never gonna grow up, because you are so worried about the seed to be growing up that you are really not letting the seed root itself. And one day you go to the garden and say, wow, look at that. That seed now is a little shoot, and it is growing up by itself. Therefore, we do not recommend for you to be too worried about your spiritual progress. Just put the seed, read the teaching, wrap yourself into the mission, go to the Paltak, and try to follow the 15 commandments, the 33 virtues, do the reminder, meditate, and try to create the communion of light, sacrifice for it, surrender and submissive, and become a universalist. And one day everybody starts telling you that how much you have progressed and how much you have grown up. And therefore, if you are worried about your progress all the time, you're not letting the seed, the root, and give a great tree. And therefore, also, how do you know how much you progress? You know, as you said, we should have a yardstick, and the yardstick, of course, is already been given. The yardstick is the eternal divine path, and if you can meditate, you can know thyself. If you can see the beauty and natural way of God and follow it and become understand His will of why He created everything they are and why they are created for, you become more and more a natural being and closer to the mind of God. Then you recognize it is important to create an environment that everybody also have time to meditate and awaken their spiritual forces, realize God's mind, and therefore progress. Then you are ready to sacrifice for it and surrender and submit to God and know the will of God for you. What is the will of God for you? Why you have been created here? What kind of talent you have? How you can help the will of God to be established on earth? Are you a good manager? Are you a good computer programmer? This and whatever talents you might have, you can bring and help out. And therefore, you, the more you do that, the more you follow eternal divine path, you will progress by yourself in the fastest way possible. Is it not like overcoming the nature of the lower chakras, like self-preservation, self-gratification, and knowing that in our day-to-day life? Yes, indeed, it is, and we usually cannot see ourselves as clearly as other people can see us and help us in the path. Therefore, we can see the community of light is a very beautiful place for people to be together and help one another to overcome these lower tendencies, preserve, and lower tendencies also are not bad. It is not that we should kill them. They are just like wild horses. You don't kill a wild horse. You train them and you break a wild horse so you have some nice horse to use and have a transportation or an animal that you can use. So you don't kill the lower nature, you don't destroy it, you don't completely overcome it in a way that they're not there anymore, but you train them and you break them and you take control over them. Therefore, they're not running your life, but you are running their tendencies. And the tendencies, none of them are bad. If you spiritualize them, they are fine. And you can spiritualize them by following God's way, God's law. You know, how God created these lower tendencies. It's not bad to be worried about your physiological and safety needs, and everybody should have the minimum of their physiological and safety needs taken care of. And that is what exactly part of the community of life. To everybody's physiological and safety needs will be taken care of, because in the community everybody helps in that level, so everybody has enough to eat and a good place to live. And if we bring the peace on earth, nobody is going to be worried about the bomb is going to fall in their head, or you know, there's going to be war and destruction coming to them. Therefore, they can easily be not afraid of any destructive tendencies. So all those things also, they don't come, you know, by you being worried about them, but by creating the communities of light and eventually having them provided for everybody on earth. So the whole focus should not be my own progress, but what is the teaching, how we can create the communities of light, how can we bring the kingdom of heaven on earth, and then in the process you will progress. You will have no choice. But if you sit there and say, am I progressing, am I not progressing, then you are not letting the seed root in your spirit, and you progress in a greater degree. So your concentration is not supposed to be on my progress, but what is the will of God, what was the revelation, what is revealed to through this mission, and how I can get involved with it, and in the process, of course, you will progress. There's other questions from Proven. Did you get go revealed by the angel Gabriel? Okay, yeah, that explanation of the angel again in the mission is different than in other religions. In other religion, many people believe that angels are beings like human. They look like human, or some of them have wings. And in different culture, of course, they have been depicted in different ways. In some angels, he's a little kid, there's a child, another one, and it has, they have wings, another one it doesn't have it, just like look human. But in our explanation, Gabriel is the Sattva Guna, the sentient force in the universe, and of course, sentient force is the knowledge and decision making and higher level of understanding in the universe, and the whole three creative forces. When the creative force Rajaguna or mutative force is directed in a higher level to our Sattvaguna, which Gabriel, Rajaguna is Michael. Michael is always depicted as a warrior who protects the religions and the prophets and all that. And Tamaguna, the crucifying force, which is crucifies everything and make mind small, is depicted as Lucifer. Of course, Lucifer, also known as devil, and Lucifer used to be known as the shining star. That is why the very Tamaguna, which crucifies the mind and creates destructive tendencies, also is a guiding light for those who see how Tamaguna or Lucifer can become devil and make you fall from the grace, which is the Rajaguna directed to the Gabriel or higher level of consciousness. Therefore, angels in the mission are explained as the forces in the universe, and when the action or Rajaguna is directed to the Sattvaguna or higher things, it becomes the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost, of course, reveals the revelation to the prophets. And the prophets to this point, they needed a vision. They needed something look like a material thing for them in order to believe that they are receiving revelation from God. That's why Prophet Muhammad saw Gabriel bringing the revelation to him, and many and other prophets saw Gabriel as an angel, as a being, as a man, as many, many different shapes. And of course, God uses those things for the prophets to accept and take their mission and accomplish it. In this revelation, of course, we are revealing the highest level of explanation of everything in the universe. Therefore, Gabriel is one of the three forces or creative forces in the universe, and this revelation has been impressed in my consciousness, not as a vision given by a man as Gabriel, but a vision or revelation which is revealed in a mind by mind kind of a connection by God. And that is actually happens to the prophets, even who see Gabriel. You know, Prophet Muhammad, for example, just saw Gabriel once in the beginning of his revelation, and after that he never saw him again. And the only thing he received was the revelation, which, you know, impressed on his consciousness. Therefore, the more important part of a revelation, that impression of the revelation on human consciousness, not seeing a man as Gabriel. Therefore, angels are not beings. Angels are forces that are used by God to impress no revelation or understanding on human consciousness, as we taught many ways. Anything has the physical attribute or of the creation, if it has the touch, the smell, sight, or any attribute of creation, it's not the essence. It's still a relative creation, and it's not absolute, therefore it cannot be used as a guide to reach the essence or the perfection. The perfection is consciousness and three creative forces in the balanced state. In that level, there is no physical attribute. You just are. In that, therefore, if you still see angels as a physical thing, then you will not be guided to the essence. You will be attached to the manifested world. So the explanation of many things in this mission is the highest level, and it explains things for you in a way that no other religion have explained them to this point. But this is the highest level of explanation, because you know how can a revealer of God, which is consciousness and three creative forces, to be a manifested thing, but its own mind that is the much subtler than creation as angel. Therefore, to answer your question, yes, if you believe that Gabriel is the Sattvaguna, if the Gabriel is the Holy Ghost, is Gabriel's Rajaguna directed to higher level from the mind of God? Yes, it is. But if you are thinking about Gabriel as a being, a man or an angel with the wing, no, it's not. It is absolutely a knowingness of the truth and the revelation that makes sense, that explains the truth, and is in a greater level of revelation to humanity. Therefore, humanity have to recognize and realize anything at all. If you see heaven and hell as a place that has physical attributes, it is not the essence. It's still a relative creation. But if you see the hell and heaven a level of consciousness that some people are hell right now, you know, they are believing in dogma, they are unhappy, they are in war and destruction, they're killing people, they're killing themselves, you know, because they don't have the ability to see God is everything, you know. How can you kill another person when other person is also a part of God? And therefore, their consciousness is very limited. They cannot see the bigger picture that God is everything. You cannot destroy or be destroyed. And eventually, we have to create an environment that we do not have those fears of destroying or being destroyed ourselves. This is hell. You know, or the people who are, you know, their consciousness is very crude and they're afraid of, you know, physiological and safety needs and this and that, and they cannot enjoy their life and they're unhappy all the time. That is hell. So that is a level of consciousness. But there are people that are happy, they absolutely see God in everything, and they, the only problem they probably have is why other people don't see this clearly, that God is everything, and they should come together and realize God is one. Therefore, heaven, consciousness, angels, everything is explained here as consciousness and three forces in the universe. If we realize that, we can go beyond any physical attribute of this creation and go beyond relativity, go to the absolute, which is God. There is a question by Just Kidding. What about the third eye? It is no longer physical. How do we know if it is open or operating? The third eye is the spiritual eye of man. The third eye is the eye that can see a spirit and the effect of the spirit on human life. And that was the eye that human had before the flood of Noah. Actually, if you have heard about Cyclops, we don't have them anymore, but you have heard in the legend and many places that there were Cyclops that they had psychic powers, and some of them were good Cyclops, some of them were mean Cyclops, and what happened? And also in Bible clearly says there were giants on earth in before the flood of Noah, and therefore they did have their third eye. The third eye, when it's open, you can gain a spiritual power, which is called seeds, and when you open the eye, you can manipulate many things in the creation. And actually in the before flood of Noah, they reached a point they could manipulate life force to extend that they could extend their lifetime in a greater degree, and that is why they live 800 years, 900 years, you know. And after the flood of Noah, God closed that eye because human was misusing it and made it to a true physical eye that we have now. And we think that this external world is the truth now, because we have no awareness of the spiritual world, and therefore we become so attached to this external world, because the prana or the life force or any energy is going out from our two eyes, and from these two eyes we can see the world, and we take the world, external world, as the absolute truth. And many people don't even have the awareness that they have a spirit. They think they are just intellect and brain and physical body. They don't even ask questions where they come from, who created them. You know, it just doesn't occur to them, because their two eyes is so powerful that they even don't know they have a third eye. Of course, the third eye will be open now for those that they understand this teaching, and they will not misuse or abuse the powers, and they will not use the spirits for their self-gratification or destructive tendencies. We know when a human gain a little power or gain a little spiritual understanding, they go and they get 800 number and open a psychic, you know, telephone 800 number, and they want to use it to gain physiological and safety needs. When Christ said, you know, you do not live by bread alone. So they have their third eye a little open, and they use it to gain their physiological and safety needs. But they should be using it to create the communities of light, to create an environment that will help the whole humanity to reach higher consciousness and go eventually to God. The goal of the life is to become divine. That creation has been created, so we all progress fast as possible to go back to the equilibrium that was disturbed in the beginning of the creation. If we gain a little power and we do not use it for this purpose, therefore we are misusing our third eye and the power, and therefore not only we will fall, also the kingdom will not come. Therefore the teaching here is very clearly states that our goal is not to open the third eye or gain power, spiritual powers, and misuse them, but to meditate, create communities of light, sacrifice for it, surrender and submit to God, and become a universalist. That five step, of course, covers five religions of the world, and two more steps covers the rest of them, and it brings the unity and for the humanity. At the same time, it shows the path, the fastest path to create the kingdom on earth, progress physically, mentally, and spiritually, and bring the purpose of creation to man. Just kidding, asking, how do we know that it is open? Any outward manifestation? No, there is no outward manifestation. You will create wisdom, you will create understanding, you recognize and realize you have to understand instead of to be understood. You will want to do good instead of receiving good. You progress in a way that might people start calling you a saint, a person that, you know, there is no selfish desire for himself or herself, but he's here to do the will of God, and he becomes a greater channel for manifesting God's quality of compassion, understanding, love, unity and wisdom and all the things that are are godly. So you become a channel for the Spirit of God. But if you are attached to the physical third eye, which is really pineal gland in the center of your brain, then you work in a physical opening of the third eye, which is not the goal. The goal is to progress in the spirit, and the third eye opens by itself in a way that you can manifest God quality instead of gaining a spiritual power or cities. If you concentrate on the physical third eye, you might gain spiritual powers, but misuse them and make that obstacle in your way and other people's way. So the goal is not to open the third eye physically, but progress in the spirit and spiritually to manifest God's quality. Not that you are powerful, you can blast people away or, you know, control them or dominate them or bring, you know, disaster to them or so they are afraid of you, but create an environment that they also can manifest God's quality and progress. So there's two paths in the spiritual progress. One is striving to gain powers. The other one is striving to become godly. Just kidding, asking, there are a lot of false teachings in my country. Then, purporting that they can open a third eye. Okay. Well, that is why this God has to send his prophets and revelation to man, to guide them to not to follow these false prophets and teachers that they promised you many and a lot and deliver a little. That is the sign of the devil, the sign of the not being completely based on a spirit. The devil or the tamaguna or the false prophets, they promise a lot, but they deliver very little. And that is exactly how many people have opened their eyes in those countries. How many really are godly? How many of these teachers have created or brought a major religion on earth, a major revelation to humanity? Therefore, we can see that they promised a lot, but delivered very little. But when Prophet Muhammad comes, when Christ comes, when the Bab comes, the teachings and the understanding and the revelation moves hundreds, thousands, millions and billions to recognize the truth of God. Therefore, do not follow false prophets or teachers, but follow God's ways, which is now revealed through this revelation. The goal is not to open third eye. The goal is to meditate, to direct that energy to create the comings of light, to sacrifice for the comings of light, to surrender and submit to the will of God for you or for the whole creation, and become a universalist to expand your mind to realize God is everything, and therefore everything is a part of God and you cannot separate anything from anything else. That is the path. That is the spiritual progress in a greater degree. Ramdas is asking, what is the difference between the three forces of the universe and the energy divine? What is the difference between force and energy? Is there many kinds of energy? And if we compare one, the three forces with... well, now there is only one energy, and that is the Rajaguna. Then we change, we use force and gunas interchangeably, but energy is tamaguna. Rajaguna. Rajasic. Raja means energy, movement. It's just like how many colors, how many primary colors do we have? We have only three or four primary colors, And but how many different shades and colors do we have in the universe? Infinite. Okay, It's the same thing with the three gunas and consciousness. We have three gunas or forces and the consciousness, almost the same number, as the primary colors. How many levels of energy do we have? How many different levels of consciousness and gunas and combination of the four do we have? As many as color that we have in the universe. Therefore, the energy is one, and that is Rajaguna, but it will combine with the Sattvaguna and Tamaguna. Rajaguna energy combined with Sattvaguna and Tamaguna and consciousness, and it creates many, many different levels of consciousness, energy, understanding, and humans. That's why we are created from the same material, but we manifest as material in different levels of our consciousness, our background, our many lifetimes, our culture, our education, our meditation, our progress. That's why we see so many different humans with different understanding, personality, and characters exist, and also universes created infinitely in different levels. Because when energy or Rajaguna is directed to a Tamaguna and become crude, it become mind, it become desires, it become wants, and pulls us toward the external world. When it become higher level to our Sattvaguna, it become Holy Ghost, it become understanding, it become revelation, it become finer thoughts, and help us to go to a higher level. So it is the same energy, but how it is used, how is it directed, make it good or evil. So energy or nothing in this universe is good and evil by themselves. It depends how they are used. That's what you know them by their fruits. You know them by their action. You know them by how they use their Rajaguna or the energy in the universe in their lives. You know, if they use it for a greater degree, they open centers, they build, you know, places that people can come and meditate. If they use their energy for greater things, wow. You know, they are in a higher level. If they don't, then they have fallen into the lower level energy, and of course they have desires that are tempted, and they call that temptation devil because it is so powerful. You know, many people fall for it because temptation and lower nature is so powerful. Maya is as powerful as God is. And therefore, if we understand energy, if we understand Sattvaguna and higher thought, we direct that energy toward higher things. Sometimes you might have to even force yourself not to use that energy for lower things, and therefore you little by little learn how wonderful it is when you use that energy for a greater thing. So the force and the gunas are the same thing, but they are combined in so many infinite ways. That's why we have so many different infinite ways of manifestation. Proven is asking, why God sent majority of His prophets to one nation, sons of Israel, or all except your four? Well, it is another way to make it very clear that the person who comes is indeed from God. How many people are claiming they are a guru, they are a spiritual teacher, they are you are welcome, Ramdas. I hope that answers the question. You're welcome. And of course God is great, and He always comes up with the best answers that human needs and is done. Back to proven question. You see, God has to have to make it very clear for humanity that indeed the person or persons who sent as the prophet of God are indeed from Him. And one of the way to recognize this is genealogy and prophecies. Of course, when I received the revelation, the only thing I loved about it was it makes sense, it is based on the scriptures, it is the only religion really answered all my questions. As I explained many times, I was born in a Muslim nation in Iran, and they told me that is it. God is up there and is most of the time angry and this and that, and you have just to follow and accept Prophet Muhammad as the last prophet and the revelation he brought of the last revelation. And they could not answer my question. They didn't know. They didn't know the answer. Just like all the religion, they don't know the answer until the seventh revelation comes. So when I received this revelation, it answered all my questions, and it was scientific. It was based on intelligent way. It was intellectually satisfying. It just was absolutely incredible. So I just believed in it and accepted it and accept my mission and reached out to humanity. Then, of course, other people start coming, to the mission and talking about different prophecies that it will be fulfilled by, this person, as Maitreya. And, of course, later on, some person came and claimed that Maitreya is the Christ and put, ads all over the world claiming this, that Christ is going to come in 1982 in the spring and all that. So if you have the website, you know the thing. And then year and a half ago or 2 years ago, a gentleman came to Paltark. We just started Paltark, and it was just right before the 9/11, and he was adamant that my genealogy will go to the King David and Adam and all that, and he brought them to us and revealed it to us. So all those prophecies in the website, all those genealogies in the website is brought with other people. I didn't start it. But that, of course, later on make a lot of sense, because now no human really on earth has such a unique background as God has revealed to humanity now, that person make a mistake of this revelation is indeed from God. Not only is based on the word of God and the scriptures, not only explains the scriptures, not only reveals the plan of God, also God says this person is the most unique being that can bring this revelation, and you can trust it, because it reveals to you that indeed God has chosen this vessel to bring his last revelation as the revelation of the seven angels to humanity, and therefore you can trust it. You can absolutely put your trust in on it, because I cannot say anything else but the truth, because the Spirit of God wouldn't let me, and therefore you have a greater grip of the truth for humanity in this revelation and these teachings. And this teaching clearly says that all the religions have come from the same God. This is the way to reach the elect, or those who see this clearly and trust it and support it 100% without any reservation. Therefore, the reason it came from a children of Israel, to make it very clear to humanity that God indeed exists. He promised that all the great prophets will come from the children of Abram and Abraham, and they did. Therefore, he promised he will do this thing, and he has done it. Even if you do not have direct connection with God, you can trust that he said he did, he will do this thing, he has done them. Therefore, God exists. It is amazing to maybe 99% of humans that God truly exists. He is in control. He has been guiding humanity for the last 2,000 years. He closed the third eye. He gave us these two eyes. He gave us intellect. He guided the history to this point. Now is the time to recognize and realize the lessons of before the flood of Noah, how we misused the powers, so we won't do it, how the history is full of destruction and wars because God left us alone, so we guide our own destiny and see what a mess we have made out of it. Now he says, okay, look, here it is, I have done this, I have guided you to this point, I left you, I left you alone, you messed it up. No, go back, come back to me, create the comings of life, bring my laws to your life, become, live a natural life, and become, bring the nature to your living, so you will bring the peace and guidance, and therefore you progress in a greater degree back to equilibrium and oneness with the essence. This is the history, the creation after the flood of Noah to this point is a lesson for humanity to learn they can't do it by themselves. They cannot bring peace and unity and beauty in on earth, because God left them with their ego, ego separate, ego destructive, ego brings all kind of evil to humanity, and we can see it has. You know, now God says, get rid of the ego. Okay? And the fastest way to get rid of the ego is the eternal divine path. Meditate, awaken your spiritual forces, but don't just meditate and say, oh, I feel good, I'll go to the mountain and I escape the world. No. Create the communities of light. Direct that energy to create the communities of light. Sacrifice for every step in the eternal divine path is against your ego. It's against your human part. Who wants to sacrifice? You know, human doesn't want to sacrifice. I'd have to have an apartment or a house for myself, you know, with my wife and children, and that's it. I don't care about my neighbor. I don't care about the rest of the universe. But God is not going to let you, you know, not care. You have no choice. If you don't care about the rest of the world, then the destructive thing is going to come to you and will bring destruction to you. And so you can't escape it anymore, because the destructive thing is coming anyway. You know, all that. So we can see that humanity had no choice but to see this thing clearly and trust this revelation, because God said He will send this revelation with a clear sign, and He has. That is why one of the reasons is that is why He promised all these things is going to come from the one tribe of Judah and the children of Israel. I mean, not only the children of Israel, also the children of Ishmael or the children of Abram or Abraham, and He has. You know, He promised Abram, the father of Arabs, Ishmael, that he will have some prophet come from them, and he did. He also promised Abraham, father of Isaac, that there are going to be a prophet come from them. And then later on, of course, He also promised many other things, and all of them is fulfilled to this point. This is all for bringing great faith in those that they follow this teaching and see this revelation from God and will realize God truly exists. That is the most important thing for humanity, to realize God truly exists. A lot of people think they know God or they believe God exists, but they really, really, truly don't believe that really God exists, and He does. And if we understand that, if God exists, He is powerful, He is a doer, He has been guiding humanity, and now this revelation is from Him. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to just say, okay, now I'm going to walk away from Him and not come back? Or this is the human salvation. This is the revelation to man, and we have to take it, realize it, it is from God, and put effort behind it to spread it, to give it away, to reach out. You know, we don't have much of exposure so far. We had the greatest exposure we had for the last 22 years is Paltar, and many people have heard about us even in Paltar, and much more numbers have been aware or become aware. Just imagine if you can have exposure in a magazine, in a television, radio, all the leaders on the earth are becoming aware of it, then we're going to have millions of people that they will see this truth and vision clearly and come and be behind it, and the peace will come to earth. So that's one of the reasons that, you know, most of all the prophets, or most of the prophets came from that genealogy. Okay, let me see somebody. Okay. Just kidding, you have mentioned, okay. Okay, just a second here. There was another question. Okay, just kidding, asking, you have mentioned, I can't dig up the reference now, sorry, also that the female side path to God is very dangerous. This is then happening in my country now, the Divine Mother. What are some of the dangers? Okay, well, the Divine Mother or the female part of God is what in, I suppose you are from India. It sounds like, is that correct? Are you from India? Let's type yes or no. Anyway, it sounds like you are from India, but in Indian teaching, there's always two consonants. Or a counterpart, or wife, or from all the prophets, like Shiva and Malaysia. Okay, yeah, right. Okay, yeah. Malaysia is very close to Indian philosophy, I suppose. And they always depict these two female with Krishna or Shiva as two parts of the female energy. Yeah, right, exactly. So the philosophy is pretty close, and so they, that is why they have Durga and Shakti and Shiva, Shakti and Durga, and Radha and the other, the black woman with the skull on her neck. So they it can be Grace. Grace is beautiful, and Kali, exactly. Thank you, Usha. These two sides of the female energy can be grace or destruction. Grace then is used to at a higher level of consciousness, become Radha and Shakti. Then it is used in the lower nature, become Durga and Kali. So also it can become you are saved by grace. That's exactly what the Christian teaching says. You are saved by grace, not only by law. Of course, if you follow the grace, you will follow the law, as we explained many times. But if you do not follow the law, the grace becomes the destructive force of the female energy, and it becomes a dark, esteemed, and destructive force, as it is depicted with the Kali. And what is the path of female energy? It is bhakti or devotion. That means I love my God with all my heart, mind, and spirit. It means that I look at God with absolute devotion. I don't care about the philosophy. I don't care about the intellectual part of understanding of explanation of God. I don't care if I do a lot of work for God and follow the karma yoga or the service. The only thing I love my God is all my heart and mind. And therefore, if I ever become far from the grace, if I ever doubt God, if I ever fall from the realizing, you know, I should love God with all my heart, or doubt, I completely fall, because I don't have nothing to hold me. In a Jnana Yoga, if in the knowledge, at least you have your books, you have your understanding, you have your intellectual, you know, reasoning to go back to it. But the moment a bhakti yogi, a person who is absolutely devotional, falls, he doesn't have any book, she doesn't have any thing to refer to. He or she are absolutely based on their own love and devotion to God. If you are a karma yogi, if you do service and you go to God by letting God come through you, you of course have almost your work. You can go back and force yourself to let the God come through, and you might, you know, go back again to God. That is why the bhakti yoga or the path of devotion, which is the path of female energy, is very dangerous. Because the moment you fall, and also the bhakti yoga, they want to, the bhakti yoga wants to absolutely bound God to themselves. You know, they want God all to themselves, alone for themselves. And then God, of course, does not comply, because he is not something you can bound. The bhakti yogi person might become upset about it and fall again, because they cannot bound God the way they want them to themselves. And that, of course, a lesson for them to love God with their all their heart and mind and spirit, without becoming attached to bounding God to themselves. That's why in the story about the Krishna, you know, they're talking about the there were 15,000 maiden there, cow milk maiden, and each of them had one Krishna that she danced with him all night, and therefore they had that devotion. But Krishna would make himself to 15,000 the smallest Krishna, so all had devotion to him, but nobody could bound him, because he was with the big Krishna, completely was free, because he is a spirit. You cannot bound a spirit. But they had their devotion and beauty and love God with all their heart, without feeling left out, because the Krishna is not boundable. So the path of Krishna is very, it can be very destructive. It can be very, devotional path can be very dangerous path. But in the mission, as we explained many times, all the three paths explained in Hinduism are included. You read though, you read and understand the teaching that God exists, God promised, God guided humanity. That is Jnana Yoga, that is the knowledge yoga. You create the communities of light, and you go toward letting God doing it through you. By creation of the communities of light, you become karma yoga, or the work, and you also love God with all your heart and mind and spirit, and therefore you have all three levels of path with you. No matter which one you fall from, you always have something to hang into and go back and spur your faith back to God. Is that the danger, falling from the grace easily? Some of the practitioners actually see a spirit manifestations. Of course, there are also other spirits on the universe which are not the highest, and many people who don't know how to concentrate on a highest level of a spiritual progress, which is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal, F-I-N-E, fine, they fall into this manifestation, or what Bible calls unclean spirit, and they see whatever is manifested a part of their spiritual progress, and they actually see, as you said here, a manifestation comes to them, and they take that as the greater realization, which is not. Actually, mind is so powerful that if you reach a place in the ethereal level, you can create beings in your mind. And that is a story about a woman who goes to Himalayas, and he is studying under some Himalayan teacher, and she meditates for a long time, and eventually she realizes she's very lonely. And because she has created some spiritual energy, she starts misusing that energy, and starts trying to create a being that keep her company. and she eventually succeeds and creates such a person and started, you know, being with him. And in the beginning it was great. She no longer felt lonely and all that, but little by little that being she created become nastier and nastier to her. At least a point that she can't, you know, stand it anymore, but at the same time she didn't know how to get rid of him, you know. So it can be a story, it can be a truth, but the point is, you might reach a point, then you can create your own world. Actually, a lot of people who do astral projection, they go to a third level, they see these beautiful beings and create a world for themselves, and absolutely get caught into that, and they cannot get out of it, and they never progress to higher things. That is why in this teaching, the formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal, the highest is brought to humanity, and everybody is discouraged of taking anything as physical attribute. Anything has physical attribute is not the ultimate. The ultimate is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. It is a spirit, you know, and that is when you have to worship God. You have to worship God in a spirit. And anything that manifests itself is in the way. Even the prophets, if they become more important than the message, if the messenger become more important than the message, he or she is in the way. They are connecting you to themselves instead of connecting you to God, to the formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. Therefore, in this mission and this teaching, everybody should direct everybody toward the message, the revelation of the seven seals, though the holiest of the holies, encourage them to follow eternal divine path, create the communities of light, and bring the kingdom on earth. Anything else is in the way, and therefore those who you say in Malaysia they can manifest and see manifestation, they should stop. You should guide them not to get in that danger of becoming attached to some manifestation. If they want to go to the highest is the spirit, and they should worship God in the spirit and get rid of the manifestations or making profits greater than the message, and therefore free yourself from any narrowness of the mind and bondages of human consciousness and ego. Some people, of course, they claim they see manifestation, they see angels, they see beings, and that is, of course, also an ego trip. It's a kind of a, see, I have more spiritual power than you do. I can see manifestation, you cannot, therefore I'm better than you. And that is actually is based on most religion on earth. That my religion is better than your religion, because my prophet was the last prophet. My prophet was the best prophet. We are the only chosen people. You guys are not. The rest of humanity are not. So we can see most of the religion based on dogma and ego, and is not based on the truth. The only revelation which is absolutely revealed the whole truth and revealed the whole way back to God, and is still as pure as this one. And we are hoping this stays pure and it guides humanity from ego trips that they are in and purify them to their spirit. Therefore, maybe in 1,000 years, we will have millions and billions who reach pure consciousness. This has to do with meditation. Is there any danger when we meditate? Some Christian friends of mine says meditation can invite evil spirits into our body. Can we be trapped in the astral world you just mentioned? Yes, meditation can become dangerous, and you might open your auras and let unclean spirit to come in. You might get trapped into the astral world or ethereal world, and many have. That is why after meditation you have to direct your energy toward the creation of the communities of light. then you do not sit there and let the unclean spirit, because unclean spirit doesn't want to create comings of light. Unclean spirit wants to possess you and make you go away from the word of God, and you want to just want to feel good. You want to sit there, open your energy toward this unclean spirit and usual unclean spirit, and not following the eternal divine path. They hate eternal divine path. They hate sacrifice. They hate surrendering and submission to God. That's right. It is laughable. So when you meditate and you direct your energy toward the creation of the consciousness of life, you are telling them you will not go toward their desire, their understanding. Okay? So, eternal divine path is the path to overcoming that pitfall of being possessed with unclean spirits. And also in our meditation, we take you to the purest energy, the most loving and healing energy in the center of the universe, and we recommend you to close your aura or chakras before you are coming back to your body and return to Earth. So we can see that we are aware of the danger of meditation, but if you meditate and follow eternal divine path, you can easily overcome this danger. There is no danger in meditation in the mission of Maitreya. Actually, we recommend you not to open your aura, you know, to external world very much, but in the communist of life, eventually we reach a point we do not have to be this concerned about our aura to be open, and we can because all good people are going to be around, and they are not bringing their ego to the community, and therefore we can have our aura open all these tendencies and forces are in the universe. You can just see the people come to this room and they even don't know what the teaching is. They judge the teaching and the prophet and God all together without, what is this? What is that message says that I know better than you do? And when you ask them, have you fulfilled any prophecies? They have not, and they just follow the teaching of their mullahs or whatever religion they are in, instead of going and reading the word of God. And that Nisa, this is again ego manifesting itself in on earth. Our teaching is very simple, but it is very powerful. It keeps you away from all the dangers in life and the dangers of the spiritual path. This is the fastest, easiest, most direct path to God. And that's what God has been trying to send to humanity, eternal divine path. Meditation without eternal divine path indeed can be very, very dangerous path, and you can see it in the places that they have only meditation but they don't have the eternal divine path. They indeed have created a lot of problems, and their societies, you know, are not very effective. There are a lot of diseases and poverty and destruction still exists, and we have to teach them not to follow just meditation, but eternal divine path. Okay, I hope that answers your question. I don't see any other questions on the board, if there is any, and if you have any question, well, there is only one question. Kalinka is asking, do you believe in God? We sure do. Indeed, our teaching is based on God. And okay, apparently there is another question from Mac asking, who are you exactly, for clarification. Well, that is something you have to prove it to yourself, Max. They have been telling you who I am, and God is prophesizing who I am, and God is telling everybody who the seven angel or the revealer of the book with the seven seal will be, and the website all over the place is telling you who I am. It doesn't make any difference if I tell you who I am or who I am not. The most important thing is, who do you think I am? And have you proven to yourself that indeed who you think I am is the core, is right? So you can receive a direct answer from me, which you will not, but in this case you will receive direct answer to all other questions but this one, because this one is up to you to prove it to yourself or disprove it to yourself. If you could prove it to yourself, then you are obligated to come to God and join in God's way and follow it and help. And if you disprove it to yourself, then you go your way and we leave you to God. It's as simple as that. We do not convert you. We do not force you to believe in what we say. It's up to you to prove it to yourself. And when you prove it to yourself, of course, it's between you and God. The only thing is really left is to create a mystery of light, bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. And if you saw it clearly, this is from God, and God has foretold this will come, and it has come now, and it is the last revelation of God, and only you know the whole truth until the seven angels come, then you have the whole truth. And we believe that indeed we have the whole truth. This is the most perfect revelation for man, and it covers everything that man have to know and has to know about themselves and God. If you can see that, then you have no choice to become a part of it and go behind it and help it to progress and spread and create the communities of light and bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. If you do not, then we leave you to God, and God will judge between us who is the corrected one and who is not. If you are corrected one, we go to hell, and if we are the corrected one, of course you are in trouble, because God came to you and told you the last revelation of God and asked you to come and join this movement, and you did not. And of course we believe those who are not going to join us will not be incarnated for a long, long time, and the next world belongs to those who will be incarnated as elects and will be in this mission. So that is your choice. If you choose, of course, go away, you know, we have no fight with anybody. You know, we do not oppose anybody. We don't fight with anybody. The only thing we give them is the truth of God. If they are with us, then we are brothers and sisters. If they are not with us, it's between them and God. Therefore, that question is the question you. That is the only question you have to answer it yourself. I cannot answer it for you. And if you answer it for yourself, then you know either way, and that would be fine with us. You know, you can go either way you want. Okay, the question of Kalinga is, God is what? That's a good question. You want me to explain God to you. God is unexplainable. God is a spirit-to-spirit relationship. The humanity has been trying to explain God for at least 6,000 years. They have brought revelation to man. They have brought teaching and philosophy, and many, many hundreds and thousands of books is written about God. And now nobody has really explained what God is. Okay? God is, explanation of God is like infinity. What is infinity? Okay. Who created God? Okay, God, if God is creator, who created God? What is infinity? What is eternity? all these questions are the questions that cannot intellectually be explained. These are experience. If you have experienced infinity or eternity, you have no question. You know, everybody have forgot God. Everybody forgot God. How? How did they forget God? Well, of course, humanity, as we said many times, ego is like an umbrella that human have in their head, and they cut the grace and remembrance of God. Nobody really know God in the deepest level, and most people, they don't want to know God because, you know, their ego is more important. They want to be God. How many people come to our room and say, they are God? Yes, you are a part of God. You can manifest the quality of God, but you are God with a small g, not with a big G as He created everything. So you're right. God, people forget God, but this time, of course, hopefully they won't, because they should bring God in their life, they should meditate on God, they should reach to create the community based on the spirit of God, they should bring God, law and spirit to their lives and the community. They have should sacrifice for God. They have to surrender and submit to God and see the universe as God sees, become universalists. Therefore, their life should be wrapped around God and His spirit, and they bring God always into their lives. Therefore, they have forgotten God, they should not have, and when our teaching are understood by them, and they wrap themselves in this teaching, they will not forget God. And eventually, hopefully, they will experience God. And when you experience God, of course, you no longer forget God, because after you experience God, there is nothing to forget. You know, if you had one more vision of God once, that's enough to keep you for the rest of your life. Okay, Mac is asking, what is the difference between illusion and truth? Since one can have many conscious states and different ways of viewing their world. Illusion means something is not truth, it is not real. Illusion means believing in something that is not truth, not correct. Illusion is dogma. Illusion is believing in the word of man. Illusion is explaining God in a narrow way and trying to separate a part of the universe or religions from other parts of the universe or religion. Illusion is ego. Illusion is narrow. These are the illusions. Actually, this mission and this revelation expels all the illusion and dogma from you and frees you from all the dogmatic and elusive, you know, understanding of God and world, and free you to, you know, meditate, awaken your spiritual forces, create an environment that your physiological and safety is taken care of, and you have more time even meditate in a greater degree, and sacrifice and become surrendered and submissive to God. And, you know, that actually shatters all the narrowness of the mind, of dogmas, of separativeness, and the illusion that 99% of humanity are in. Indeed, the future, the very coming of the age, is the age of the reality, the truth, not dogmas and illusion that we are in at this time, and we are absolutely going to be free. So the truth or reality is a state of the knowing the truth and realizing the exact reason for creation of this creation, who created it, what part you are in, and related to this creator or creation. And when we understand the truth of all these things, we have the greatest grip of the reality than anybody else on earth. And we are absolutely free from all the illusion and delusion that humanity is at this time. Dogma is an illusion. Believing in a thing that is not based on the logic and science and intellectually cannot be explained is illusion. Okay. These things are all taken care of in this revelation. And God is the most logical being on earth. How religious people make him so illogical that shows they are an illusion. Of course, they should be, because God says it's going to be a mystery until this revelation. And now, of course, that mystery is gone, and they can also go away from the illusion and delusion. Then they are in, and they can go away from the dogmas and absolutely become free from any illusion that human is in. Illusion is believing that you belong to one nation or one culture or one gender. You know, when you have been born so many lifetimes and been lived in so many different parts of the earth. Illusion is, you know, believing that you are separate from the rest of the earth or universe. These are all illusion. That how many people are in that illusion? How many people are fighting, you know, with the illusion they are in? So we can see that is illusion. The reality is, the truth is this revelation and God. Is that you? Okay. No, it's not my opinion. It's a revelation from God. You know, go to our website and prove it to yourself. What is the narrow path and the wide path? The narrow path is the eternal divine path, and the wide path is the path of believing that you know the truth and follow a religion or do what your senses tells you to do. You follow your senses, and instead of disciplining them, you follow them. Alright, we are almost out of time, and we'll answer just kidding. He started the question. We end with him as the last question. Esau says that we come to God by knowing his name, but his name unpronounceable. Is there a deeper meaning to this? Yes, indeed. God has one name, and that name, of course, is the Word, is the understanding of God. And this name, his name is the Word that the Bible says, in the beginning God created heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form. It talks about the Word in John. That was the Genesis. In John, it talks about the Word, and all things are created by it, and all that. That Word is not pronounceable in the external world. It is absolutely within you, and of course Christ gave it to his disciple, and his disciple used it to heal people. And it is within every man and woman and child and every atom in the universe. And that is what we reveal to humanity in this mission as 4 initiation. Actually, it's a 7 initiation. It is Hariyom Sharihan Om Nam Kevalam is the universal mantra that everybody can meditate on it. And then an introductory initiation, and then 4 level of the Word, and the 7th is the initiation of highest. So there is 7 level of initiation in the mission, and then those who become dedicated to the mission and become a part of us will receive this initiation in the course of time, and they will know this Word within themselves. And indeed, if they realize it, recognize it, follow it. Because the moment you fall from the path, you can't hear it anymore. The moment you go back to God and pass, it will be there with you. And you say, I've forgotten that the Word is there because I have gone away. I have fallen off. Now I'm back. Oh, I can hear it again. And it is within you. But it's been revealed to the only elect and those who really, truly dedicated to the mission and understand God and His revelation. And indeed, you are saved by the name of God, and that name cannot be pronounced on this earth. We will finish our session here, and as usual, I'll leave all of you to God, and have a godly week. Reach out to humanity, send letters and emails and anything you want. Every man and woman and leaders of the different religions or leaders of all the people in on earth, and let them know indeed God has sent the greatest revelation for them, and their salvation is on earth. And encourage them to go to our website, come to our these rooms, and understand, realize these teachings that frees man from all dogma and illusion, and will bring greater manifestation and peace on earth. I leave you all to God. Have a godly week. Shalom, everybody.